specialize in equipment financing. And you think of working capital as getting your lending card when you guys have cash and you have line of credit.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. It's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Real good.
Good, good. Yeah, so I got your voicemail, I think it was, last week. So if you want, you know, just kind of, we have a lot of different programs depending on what you're looking for. So kind of just tell me what you, you know, what you're looking to do, and I kind of point you in the right direction here.
I'm trying to do more equipment expansion.
More equipment, okay. Okay, so you're looking at the equipment side as opposed to the working capital?
Well, kind of both at the same time, you know, to kind of free up a little bit of my own. I don't want to use a lot of my own cash. I'm about ready to invest in buying another chipper truck and a chipper.
Okay. So for equipment, you're looking at a chipper and a chipper truck?
Yeah, I got to put another whole unit on. I already got one, but I got to put another one on.
Okay, and what about for working capital? What would you be looking at for that?
I don't know. What do you think is the best, just to get a working capital thing and just use it for that?
Usually going along the routes of equipment financing would be best if you're looking for actual equipment. Working capital is more of a cash loan, so that would be, you know, more along the lines if you're looking for any kind of operational cash, things for like inventory, stuff like that.
And how do y'all work on your all system on working capital?
Working capital is, like I said, it's a cash loan. So, you know, if you're looking at the two, the rates are going to be generally higher in working capital as opposed to equipment because it's collateralized. Working capital has daily, weekly, and monthly payments, and the terms are 3 months to 24 months. Our equipment financing has longer terms. You're looking more long 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments on those.
Right. And I'm just trying to, which is the fastest way to go?
Well, we can kind of, they'll be the kind of the same timeline. We like to work fairly quickly here. So if you, are you looking to bring on these two pieces right away?
Yeah, I need to like have them yesterday.
Okay, very quickly. Do you have quotes for them already?
Oh, I have people that I can, I just haven't bothered them yet to pick up the phone. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I can call up Houston, and I can have a truck here in 24 hours.
Okay, so you can get the quotes for those right away?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how much is the chipper, and are they two separate pieces?
Yeah, they're two separate pieces.
Okay, how much is the chipper?
Chipper's going to run right around $35,000. Truck's going to be $25,000.
Okay, and are these used? Are they new?
New.
Both new?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, we can, you know, we can work fairly quickly if you need these, I mean, right away. Once you get everything into me, which is only just a couple documents, I can get you an answer within 24, 48 hours.
Okay.
And go from there, and then we can have you funded, you know, the next day, so...
Okay, what do you need from me?
From you, I would need, I can email it to you as well. I would need the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
All right.
And then the quotes for the pieces themselves.
Okay.
Okay, what's a good email to send this stuff over?
Same one you've been using.
Okay, let me just double-check here.
S like in Scott, N like in Nancy, S like in Scott, Tree, TREE, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And just, you know, a couple more questions here. What does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
In the middle.
In the middle? Okay. What's the last time you checked it?
I don't know, probably about 6 months, 8 months ago.
Okay. Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Hello?
Correct.
Cool. 100%. And what did your sales look like last year, your gross annual sales?
I think it was around $350,000.
Okay. And are you a seasonal business or?
Nope. 12 months a year.
Good. That's good to know.
34 years.
Oh, wow. You've been in business 34 years?
Uh-huh.
That was my next question. That's really good. All right.
But what happened is over the last 8 years with, you know, who we have in the White House right now, went from $1.8 million to $300,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad this economy is with small businesses, the regulations that they put out. And I've known at least 15 to 25 good friends that's been in the business for many, many years that's now out of the business.
Oh, man, that's rough.
They're just crushing small business.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, you got the highest tax rate in the United States of America, and they always say go after the rich people. Well, they don't realize the rich people they go after is us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small, you know, seriously, small businesses like in 2008 when they said, hey, go after anybody that makes $250,000 or more. Them are the rich people. No, that's small businesses, and that's, you know, if you go after somebody at even at $250,000 a year, that's gross. That's not what you bring home.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they want to tax you and all these regulations and stuff like that, and they just bury you. And it's just, yeah, I mean, it sunk so many small businesses.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that all the time. We work mostly with small businesses here. So that's
right.
Where a lot of them are. And they're just like, some of them are just, they don't want to do anything until after the election. They're just sitting on it right now.
I know millionaires myself right here that I'm friends with that
mm-hmm.
are sitting here going, you know what? See, that's the problem with the country is that there's money out there. But
yeah.
These people that have a lot of money, they're sitting back and seeing what's going to go on before they invest in anything or do anything at all with their money because they've been burnt before when we had the crash right after 08.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah,
it's like
yeah, that crash after 08, that's kind of when we started doing our working capital here because big banks just weren't going to lend to small businesses anymore. It was next to impossible for them.
When I first started my company out in 83, I could just go to my local bank
mm-hmm.
like you normally would, and your local bank would give you a normal loan, meaning like whatever you wanted, 36 months, whatever. Banks don't loan anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we hear too. Is, and then a lot of people that do try to go to their local banks, you know, they take so long, they want to wait, you know, 6 to 8 months and just to tell them they're not approved. So,
right.
Yeah, that's where we come in. We're that secondary funding for most small businesses at this point.
And what's the name of your guys' company?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, we work. That's what we work with is, you know, small, medium-sized businesses.
Wow.
Is just where their secondary source of funding because
yeah.
banks aren't doing it anymore.
Right. Okay, well, send me that over by email, and I'll get it back to you.
Great. When's a good time to kind of follow up with you if I don't hear anything back?
Just give me about like a day or so just to get the stuff and then we get the documents to you.
Okay, sounds good. And is this
right.
the better number to reach you at?
Yeah, this is, you can get me on this anytime.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll go ahead. I'll follow up with you in a day if I don't hear anything, and I'll go ahead and send that email out to you right now.
All right, I do appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.